Finishing is not my forte. Never has been, and hopefully will be one day. So I'm gonna practice.
I always finish.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
Well, you have two kids, so you've finished at least twice.
I finished twice. I did. I finished twice. I finished twice. Okay. Hey, okay, everybody. It's my Casey. In honor of Casey, we had a throwback to Casey Kasem this morning.
Anniversary of his death.
Anniversary of his death is I think, last week, everybody. If not, if I'm not right, Google it and email me.
Prove me wrong.
Email us and prove us all wrong. But in honor of Casey Kasem,
you don't know when
we
recorded this.
This is Dad So Hard.
Tell me it's today.
Right? Is it right? Did he die?
He died.
Did he die today?
This upcoming Friday, 4 years.
Holy shit. And I said it's been 5 years.
We knew it. So
wow. That is wild.
That's amazing. Dad So Hard, episode 4, is dedicated to Casey Kasem.
What cartoon did he voice?
Oh, I do know this.
He was the voice.
Don't tell me.
What cartoon?
It'll randomly come to me and I'll randomly blurt it out in today's episode.
I feel like he was a squirrel.
No.
What?
No.
Casey Kasem, you look like a squirrel.
Shit, now I'm going to be silent the whole episode because I'm going to be thinking about this.
Okay, let's focus. Okay, so guys, welcome back to Dad. This is Dad So Hard, episode 4, with your hosts. I am Vinny Dunleavy.
Danny McCartney.
And we are two dads, fathers, coworkers, friends, bros. How else would you describe our relationship?
That's pretty much it. Sums it up.
Is it? So we are...
frenemies.
We're frenemies. We are not related as many, but we did both grow up on islands. We're here to just talk about what's
was he
like.
Captain Planet?
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Danny, we're starting. People are listening.
Oh, sorry.
We are here, though, to talk about dads, what it's like to be a dad who works hard, play hard, tell stories, and have fun. What else are we talking about, Danny? What is this podcast?
I'm sorry, as the Casey Kasem threw me off.
He's really delirious. What is this podcast about for first
today's
time
episode?
For first time listeners.
All
for
right, people who I would say it's advice, funny stories, and just kind of just two dads just talking about being dads, sharing funny stories, and I don't know, just kind of off the cuff.
So hopefully if you have listened to that terrible introduction by Danny, you have not paused your podcast app or stopped our show. So, but thank you for tuning in if this is your first episode. If not, listen to episodes.
Well, listen, try it. And you'll figure it out what it's about.
That could work. That could work.
There we go.
And if you are listening, don't forget to multitask and go to Instagram and follow us at DadSoHardPodcast. We don't really tweet, but we have a Twitter account.
Yeah, you could be our first follower.
At Dad So Hard Pod. What we really love are the viewer emails or listener emails.
Mm-hmm.
What's your email address, Danny?
DadSoHardPodcast@gmail.com.
And those emails are pouring.
Pouring in, yeah.
Do emails pour in or do they just come in?
They pour. These ones pour.
They pour. I guess they pour in. Yeah. What would be, I guess, what when people say the word pour as an adjective, is pouring in meaning like you get a lot of them, or is it how fast they come in?
Oh.
Like, say you got 10 emails in 3
days. Volume. Pouring?
Volume,
for sure.
As it relates to time?
No, just volume in general.
So if you get 10 in an hour, is that difference then? Well, I think pour, like the word pour is like, I guess you want to have it come fast.
Volume.
Well, I think emails are pour. Emails are pouring in. So so thank you guys for listening, and we appreciate every one of our fans. A shout out last week to Bob, Robert. We hope you're doing well, and we haven't heard from you.
He's like he's suicidal.
Listen, we haven't heard from him. He didn't write in this week, and it was 2 weeks in a row. So we hope you took our advice. If you don't know what we're talking about, listen to episode 3 and email us about it.
Mm-hmm. I concur.
That's great.
All right, let's get into it. Today, what do we want to talk about?
What's on your mind, Danny? What's on your mind?
We want to talk about a couple things. Taking kids to shows, like little kid shows, right? Like live shows. I think we want to talk about that a little bit.
Yes, let's talk about that the experience in live shows.
That's something that all parents have to go through. I actually didn't think I was going to have to go through that because I would always listen to other parents talking about like, oh, I have Disney on Ice today. I have Paw Patrol Live. this live, this, that. And I was like, why are you taking your kids to this? Why do your kids even know about these shows? Because to me, that's something that a parent has to find out about to even introduce to their children.
It's not,
you know what
on
I'm saying?
A single a person
like
without,
how does a kid even find out about these shows that they want to go to?
Well, it's actually,
are the parents introducing these shows to the kids, or like how are they finding out about it?
Oh,
from their
so
friends?
Much, so much to unpack here. So, first of all, I would say,
because
as
I'm
a single person with no kids, what we are talking about right now is like Mandarin Chinese.
Yeah.
Oh, like
yeah.
It means nothing. Oh, yeah. Nobody yeah, yeah. gives a shit. It is like it exists in an alternative universe. Mm-hmm. I didn't think there was this marketplace of world on Long Island or in New York that even existed while I lived here as a single person getting drunk all the time and waking up.
That's
meanwhile,
what I'm saying. Before I had
amazing.
Kids, I didn't even realize. I was like, why are you even doing this with your kids?
It was funny. My dad asked me 2 weeks ago, when we had Shane's birthday party, and this is sort of, he was like, how'd you find this place? And I just looked at him and go, it's what all the parents know about.
Yeah.
Like, I think once you become a parent, it's like some weird force takes over in your emails and the ancillary conversations of people on the train. You just all of a sudden start hearing like, oh, there's a kid show coming to town.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to buy tickets now for
Let
7 months
from now.
Hundreds
of dollars. Yeah.
Yeah. SpongeBob Live. What? Everything. Just you start to get in this universe. But I do think it takes a, I would say, probably year two, because I think the first year your kid is born, you're going to more play dates, and then you're introduced to the local, like all those kid activity yep. zones that you never knew existed.
Yeah.
Then when they turn two and you're tired of dealing with them and you need to get them distracted.
You just
distracted,
want them to be silent for a little bit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think they become a resource of babysitting, but yeah. you have to be there without a babysitter.
Right. You're the babysitter
I would
at
say
these live events.
The other thing is I had a daughter. So Danny, you have two boys.
Yeah.
I have an older daughter. So mm-hmm. in my world, these shows, what I was exposed to early on was most of what I would call the female focus. And I would always argue,
like the princess shows.
They're
like,
all, well, and arts in general is more female,
okay.
right? Broadway, well, everything that is theater and music, unless it's like, I guess, rap music or even heavy metal. But I feel like in general, arts is very, historically very female.
Anyway. I mean,
no, but
you're digging a hole, but yeah.
My point is that most of these shows that exist out there are Disney on Ice.
Yeah.
They're more geared towards, I think, young girls.
I love Disney on Ice. I enjoy that one.
But would you bring your boys to Disney on Ice?
Did.
Yeah, but it's their old princess theme.
No, they're not.
Really?
Yeah.
When I watch those commercials, it's all Snow White, Cinderella.
Yeah, there are for sure the princess themed ones, which, by the way, wouldn't hate. But
they're not terrible, but I think of them all geared towards little girls.
Yeah, no, really just those ones.
What other Disney on Ice shows are there?
There's one with all like the villains. That one's pretty good.
I guess it's ice skating, but then in
it's
my
like
mind,
a Halloween-themed
maybe
one.
I'm more small-minded. I just think
you're
ice skating.
Definitely small-minded.
So what?
Yeah.
I mean, you hit me over the head with it.
Yeah.
I did not. So I always thought of that as only for young ladies.
No, open your mind, man.
Open your mind.
Open your mind and open your heart.
Well, because I was going to say, the one thing that I got excited about was when Marvel did the Marvel Live.
Oh, I saw that one. Yeah,
amazing.
That was actually pretty. You know what's pretty funny? We started this as like, man, fuck that. Why are we doing this? This is such a waste of time. And now we're getting into it. We're like, oh, I kind of like that one. No, that one's pretty good.
That show was amazing.
Yeah. And that's
that,
what I'm
that was just.
There was fire and motorcycles.
I have to say, and this is probably my age, I sat there at the after an hour and a half
back
of it,
started hurting
when I didn't have any drinks, because that's so there's a whole booze aspect of going to these shows as a parent. But I did not drink at all. The amount of sound effects, lighting effects, smoke. I have to say I was very confused as what was happening. At the end of it,
I
felt
the old guy yelling at clouds.
I like walked out of that and was like,
"Give
I don't
it
know,
down out there."
I didn't know what happened to me. I was like, my wife was looking at me like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "I can't drive home. I don't know what I just saw." It was a lot of action. The lights are down.
Like, eat some shrooms before this or something?
No, but I probably know what it's like to be
LSD?
On shrooms. I've never done LSD or shrooms, and I do think though that experience is the closest.
Me neither,
to it.
Actually.
Because the lights are down, and all you see is like all the strobe lights, and
no,
they're
the
all
closest
spinning
to it,
and spinning.
Cirque du Soleil. Do yourself a favor. Don't go to one of those.
I 100% agree. They're
unless
terrible.
You feel like having nightmares.
No, I don't understand. So again, I like
PTSD.
I like storytelling
from it.
No, but there's also no. There's just like dancers on in the trap. It's a never ending trapeze.
Yeah, it's one of those shows where you're watching and you can't figure out if you're 5 minutes in or 2 minutes from the end.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, like
agree.
You're trying to gauge, like, all right, I think we just hit the climax. We're probably going towards the conclusion.
There's
now.
No, there yeah. is no start, end, and finish.
Yeah,
it's like where
they like kill someone in it 2 minutes in.
I have no.
That
clue.
Wasn't the climax.
No, I have no clue. There's yeah. no. Yeah, there. Again, I mean, that's a show that, like,
you're
I don't
know. You're not taking your kids to that one, though.
You're not taking your kids there, but it's like, does Cirque du Soleil, could you argue they actually finish a show? Because I don't know if those shows actually end. It's almost
no,
like they
I
just
actually
got tired.
I left one 10 years ago, still going on.
Yeah, I know. I think they just get tired, and then what they do is they just rename it a new show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like they're still going.
Yeah, they're just wearing blue costumes
They're
now.
Still under that tent. That's like, what's that giant tent on Randall's Island? Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, it's got
to
be Cirque
they
du Soleil.
They haven't gone to sleep yet. It's like Canadians. They need all the help they can get. But interesting. So we went to a show this weekend.
No offense to Canadians. We do have a Canadian listener.
Oh, yeah. We love our Canadian listeners. The other thing about these shows, and this is more, I realize, on the Broadway theaters. If you go to an afternoon show, the booze, the parents boozing at these kid shows is an amazing feat. So we recently went to.
Why they're drinking so much or?
Yeah, because it's like people are like, oh, my kids are here. They're going to sit down and now I can just have a drink. These two moms in front of me at the theater, they both. So the they have like when you go to the Broadway theaters, they have like those designer cups. It's like a souvenir cup. So I think they sent you to like people want to buy a nicer cup.
What kid show did you see on Broadway?
We went to SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, OK. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I will do a review in 30 more seconds. What was more enjoyable to me, though, about the show were the two women sitting in front of me who, when we sat down, they had six kids with them, all probably like more middle school. Some young kids, probably like age, say, 5 to 13. But the one mom, when she got back from the
bar,
or was it the bar with the candy? Like they brought back candy for the kids.
Yeah.
And then she hands the mom, she's like, oh, I got you a drink. And she's like, oh, I love this wine.
Yeah.
And then she looks
like
at it.
With the lid on it,
the
right?
The lid on it. Yeah. But she was like, this is the largest glass of wine I've ever gotten. What a great single pour. And the other mom looks at her and goes, I got us doubles. I mean,
I
it was
it.
2 o'clock on
I
a Sunday.
It.
These two ladies were rolling right in.
At the kid shows, do they do the same thing at like baseball games where you can't drink after the seventh inning? You know what I mean?
No,
like
intermission.
Do they ever stop serving?
No, during intermission, that's they serve even more.
Oh, you can't sneak out and get a beer in the like.
In a Broadway show, no. In a regular theater like a Nassau Coliseum, you could. But
yeah.
In a Broadway show.
I'm talking Broadway. Yeah, yeah.
No, everybody would scream at you to sit down in your seat.
Oh.
Someone went to go to the bathroom on the aisle and everybody's looking at her like, what are you doing? There's like 15
minutes
left.
I hate Broadway. Uncomfortable. The seats are so small.
You call
me
small-minded. They are tight.
They haven't redesigned these theaters since like 1920. No.
When people were much smaller. We are a theater household.
No.
We like the Broadway.
My wife loves Broadway.
Well, it depends on the show.
I'll start sending her with you guys.
Well, it does depend on the show. So this show, for anybody who wants to go see SpongeBob and pay money, I actually think the theater is great for young kids because it's very tricked out. Like, again, they have like streamers everywhere.
Okay.
Weird
you feel
shit.
Like
somebody, who, the guy who
you
designed
feel like
it
you're in a pineapple
high.
Under the sea?
Yes, you are. Right. It's chaos. When the show starts, although SpongeBob has been in my house, so you probably would understand the show more. I honestly came
You've
out of
it. You've never watched it?
It's been on. I don't know if I pay attention to it. And I have very bad reading comprehension.
I was watching SpongeBob before I had kids.
I don't. I honestly am like, I'm not sure I know who the characters are. I know there's SpongeBob and I know there's a
Patrick Star, Squidward.
Yeah, he's a star.
Mr. Krabs.
Did you know that there's a
Squirrel?
So as we watch Patrick Star, my wife was like, oh, there's that beauty influencer who probably thinks that
Sandy?
He should be. No, there's a social media influencer
named Patrick Star. Oh.
So I think she thought it was named after him. I was like, I think SpongeBob's been around a lot longer, and he may have named himself after this guy.
Yeah, 1,000%. Right.
Those are the only two characters I understand. Do you know there's a chipmunk?
Patrick Star kind of looks like Patrick Star.
I guess technically. Yeah, he does.
Not pink.
Well, maybe. Did you know that there's a squirrel in SpongeBob?
Yeah, Sandy. I just said that. She's an astronaut. She's super smart.
I had no. I was so confused. This wonderful, wonderful, talented black woman plays Sandy in the show, and she's like the one female friend of SpongeBob. I could not figure out. They kept.
She's
like,
really good at karate.
Yeah, yeah. She does some karate and nunchucks in the show.
Yep.
I was like, what is the squirrel doing under the water? And then at intermission, he at least explained to me that, well, she hums in with a thing on her head. Like, she lives in the world because she has.
Oh, he was in Ninja Turtles. Nope. Oh, shit. Sorry, Casey Kasem.
That was so wrong. So the one thing about the show, which is confusing, is SpongeBob does not look like a square SpongeBob. It's just a guy wearing yellow and brown.
Oh, he's not dressed up like a character at Disney World.
Correct. So the first issue I have with the show is there. Everybody just looks like people, except they are in the colors of these characters.
That's kind of like Lion King. Although they wear big headdresses and stuff.
So right away I was like, I'm not sure who anybody is in the show. And then again, and this is, I have an issue with a lot of these kid shows. Every Disney movie starts off with somebody dying. Yeah. The parents are dead.
Why, someone died in this?
The entire show is about a volcano underground exploding and about to wipe out the town in 48 hours.
But does it happen? Oh, no, you know what?
I'm not going to give away the ending. However, I sat there thinking,
we don't want to spoil if at the kids' show a volcano erupts and kills everyone.
It's quite possible.
That might happen.
First of all, volcanoes are on trend right now.
Yeah.
Guatemala.
Have you seen those videos?
So I mean,
can't stop watching the Hawaii videos.
I do think the writers of SpongeBob knew it was happening. There's probably something there. They were like, we got to get a volcano-based show on Broadway now. Volcanoes are happening.
Volcanoes are hot in the streets right now.
I would give SpongeBob as a review a... Oh, God.
How many sponges?
First of all, it got 12 Tony nominations, and I can't imagine one.
Is it sponge-worthy?
If you're into sponges, probably.
Sounds like a guy who's never seen Seinfeld.
At intermission, the two moms in front of me, who were definitely into their two glasses of wine, the intermission came. One of them was
out of five sponges, what are you giving it?
I personally would do like 3.5, because it is good for the kids.
3.5 sponges.
Shane fell asleep. Emily thought it was funny. Shane did laugh at a macaroni and cheese joke. So I was like, okay. I, though, thought, like, I just did not understand what was happening in the entire show. And the moms in front of me, like, one of them was like, oh, my God, I almost cried. It was so emotional for me. And I was like, what? Am I in the same place?
Well, she was high and drunk.
I was, like, so confused.
She had,
like,
her tall red wine.
I did not know what was happening. The show. And then I was looking at my wife. So Shane fell asleep. So this is the other issue I have with kid shows. The show is designed for people to bring young kids. And most Broadway shows, I think you can't be 5 and under, but this one you can be 3 and over. So this young couple, this teenagers, probably not teenagers, 18 to 22, were sitting behind us. Mm-hmm. Shane woke up, maybe 15 minutes left in the act. I said to my wife, how many songs are left? Because he starts whispering to me, Daddy, can we go? And I'm like, Shane, just one more song, song. He's like, I want to go. And then I'm like, shh, just one more song. Then these two assholes behind me turn and they start shushing me, and they're shushing him, and I was like, do you know where we are right now?
18-year-olds?
Yes, they were like 18 to 22. Jeez. They could have been millennials. I'm not going to judge, but all I know is I was like, listen, this entire theater is filled with young kids.
You said that to him?
I know. I was like, what? And I said, turn to my wife and said, honey, can you look at the program, like how many songs? So she looks and then she says 3. Which gives me an anxiety attack. So I'm like, oh, I got to call.
That's
so like,
20 minutes.
So we got a bag of Skittles on us to get the Skittles. Gave Shane the Skittles. And then there was a song. But while I was watching this show, though, I was like,
he's having relapse. Give him the
my gut was like, there can't be that many songs left because I don't want to give away, but something happens with the volcano. And I was like, I don't know. This feels like an almost closing number. And then Elise is like, she looks at me. I go, are you sure how many songs left? She goes, two more in the program. And then all of a sudden, like the big, clearly it's the final number. Streamers start blowing out of the sides.
And
I'm looking at her like, and she's going, giving me like two more songs.
Yeah. I think this thing is fucking done.
I was like, really?
This is done.
This thing has to be over. And so then they ran through the aisles. Yeah. And it was a party at the end. It was good. But I don't appreciate the parents shushing the kids now.
Anywhere.
But 3.5.
I was on the subway the other day, and this one kid was screaming, crying, and I just turned up my headphones. But you could see other people like looking, giving them nasty looks, and like do something with that kid. Man, that's coming from someone who doesn't have kids. Clearly, I have kids. They cry. They scream. They cause a scene. You can't do anything about it. It's a bomb.
It's a subway. What do people
don't
expect
go on the subway?
Where do you want me to put them?
That's like the people on the subway. They're like, oh, look at this person eating their food. Or look at this homeless person. How disgusting it is. Maybe don't take the subway.
Well, then they
if
want you to drive
okay
a cab
to see some shit go down.
Correct, but then they want you to take a cab. Most people who have kids can't afford a cab because you have a kid. So
no, I'm talking about the people that complain. If you're a complainer and shit's gonna bother you. 100%. Maybe don't take public transportation.
You should just stay. If you don't want to be in a world
you're
with
gonna
kids,
see some shit.
You should stay home because unbeknownst to these people, children are half the population of the world. and you were once a child.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want to be around kids, go to an island that is kidless. It's like the movie Cocoon.
I'll say
it's all old people. Go.
I will say that's what I like about like Disney World and places like that, because everyone going in there is like, yeah, this is going to be loaded with kids screaming, crying, snot, boogers, poop.
So those are the 40-year-olds that you just see online.
Yeah, exactly.
Let alone the actual real exactly. That's Danny. You're describing yourself.
I describe myself. Yeah. I need one of those the motor carts.
Oh my God, that's so the best was. Oh, this is a funny story. So we were going to Target the other day. So my mother about 6 months ago hurt her back, and so she's not.
Join the club, man.
Marie
Join the club.
Is moving slowly.
Yeah.
So and then my wife hurt her back. So my wife keeps telling to Shane, "Oh, I can't pick you up because I have bad back." So it was with my parents the other day. We were going to the
Mary
Target.
Jane threw out her back.
And
yesterday.
Oh, it's the worst. People the wives
we're
and backs.
We're getting old, man. We're getting old.
It's ab exercises. I said it. Everybody got to do it. But we're going into Target, and this is so
health tips from Vinny
Dunleavy.
There's
my parents are in their 70s, and I do think they look young, and they're not. I don't think of them as old. But there's an older senior citizen in the Target chopper wagon, like little roadster car.
Oh, I've driven one of those.
So the woman gets out, leaves it on the sidewalk. As we're walking up, Shane, my son, turns to my mother, and it's like, Grandma, you need that.
Yeah, he's absolutely right.
And it was like my mother was like
devastated.
I love you. I'm gonna kill. She starts laughing.
Wait, she was happy or mad?
No, she was mad. She doesn't want her. Oh. She doesn't want to be told she needs to ride a scooter.
Oh man,
she will not admit that she needs help. So
I'll
she does
take
not,
any excuse.
So
to
I thought it was terrible.
So not like, walk well, and ride turn, a scooter. Are you kidding me? I'll take that kidding? In a second.
Once you go in a scooter in a Costco, you are one step in the grave. You're dead.
No way. Couldn't disagree with you more.
Are you kidding me? You're going to go to Costco and drive that cart.
I did it at Target.
What are you buying? Two things? It's a bag. You can't even fit anything in Target in the little bag in front of the cart.
Who cares? I'm all about the thrill of riding it.
You're the only person in the store riding it. I can't.
And you know when it backs up? Beep, beep. Beep. Like
you're that guy. You're that person.
Yeah.
That person.
Yeah.
Do you like? You can't. It's so terrible.
It's fun.
What do you? I want to see what is in your cart if you're driving that 6-pack.
Yeah, probably nothing.
I would want to see you.
Snacks.
I would want to see you have like that's actually something that two dad we should do one day is go each get a cart. I don't know how many they would have. They'd have to more than one.
They have a bunch.
And then drag race around a Target.
Now you're speaking my language. That's the type of reason why I want to drive in those
purpose.
All the time.
That is purpose. If you're going there and you're purposely doing it
take
as
out
a
the
joke,
speed inhibitor.
But that's different than actually like needing it.
Oh.
You don't want to need it.
You don't want to need it, but...
been saying like nobody wants to admit to needing it. The people who use it actually probably shouldn't be using it or don't really need it. But I thought it was funny that he looked at my mom and was like, "Grandma, you need that." And then my dad was like, "I didn't tell her." He's like, "I'm glad he said it."
Yeah, he's like, "I've been waiting for someone to tell her that." she's slowing me down.
You can't say a word. It was the best. But SpongeBob, I have to tell you, in the world, my daughter did like SpongeBob. What my daughter did not like, okay, I got some. This screaming at you at the time. Okay, I got the time, guys.
Oh, you didn't look
time
up.
Time check.
You didn't look
I
up.
I have eyeballs.
Well, you've been talking about SpongeBob for 17 minutes.
Quick other two reviews. My daughter was 6 when I brought her to go see Wicked. No interest.
Okay.
Totally bad. And the worst was that, have you seen the bazillion bubble?
Gazillion bubble show.
Yeah, Emily hated it.
She said, that was awesome.
I can't believe you like that thing.
I am simple minded.
But you like Cirque du Soleil?
It was awesome.
There's no talking. There's no story.
The guy talks. He talks about his dead dad.
When I saw it was an Asian woman who didn't talk. There's just music.
Oh no, there was a guy, Donnie Yang, I think. Donnie Fang, something like that. But his dad was like the famous bubble guy.
And he told stories during the show.
Oh yeah,
the one that's on 8th Avenue and like 50th.
I don't know where it was. It was in New York City.
You stand in the bubble and they put the bubble around you.
Yep.
It has to be the same show.
Definitely the same show. I'm sure they have a trademark on it.
It must be a family.
That's probably the guy's mom or something. His dad like went got super famous with it in like the 70s or something like that. And they clearly haven't changed the show since then.
It's terrible.
But now the son does it. The son's probably 25, 30 years old.
So I saw it with the son's wife. She did not speak during. And if she did, it was like, hello, and here's more bubbles.
Yeah, maybe she couldn't speak.
I don't think she's a mute.
maybe she just doesn't know English.
she's on Broadway in New York City. That is a possibility. I think the music, it's debatable. We could probably email her and find out.
Well, I mean,
we probably couldn't email her.
I don't know that she'll be able to read it.
She doesn't speak English, probably doesn't read it in English. And then,
so if we don't get a response, then we will know that she doesn't speak English.
So the last thing I do have, this is more of a public service warning, totally off topic, but I remembered this because when we were coming back from New York City last night, we were on the Long Island Railroad. My daughter was bored out of her mind. She needed my phone. And so there was some really reckless social media liking going on.
Oh.
So if you are
on your account?
Yes. If I follow you on Facebook and Instagram.
And I never talked to you, but I just randomly liked one of your pictures from the beach over the weekend.
Not just one. We were, Emily was going deep into accounts.
Yeah, it's like 3 years back.
There are people who are waking up with, Vinny Dunleavy liked 17 of your photos, 45 of your photos. And then it was like.
So I like to do that to my friends as like a joke. Like I'll take out a buddy's phone and pick a random girl and just like all her profile pictures.
I didn't realize, I guess only recently did, because the girls in the office will talk about how like, oh, you can't go back and like, because then people know you're stalking
exactly.
them.
Exactly. That's what
and
it looks
like. Oh, I'm like, oh, that's a funny thing to do to somebody though. I would do that.
Yeah.
So last,
and
anybody,
now if it ever happens to you, you can just, so this is actually, here's what happened.
Unheart,
Vinny was stalking
unheart.
People last night, going deep into their profile pictures, liking all their pictures, and now he's like, shit,
so
that's going to look bad. You
it's
know
a
what?
Bad read. It's
Emily
a bad
got
read.
My phone last night.
She told me to
start
writing comments.
Oh, speaking of reads,
what? Oh.
Squelch.
Oh, our advertiser. It's only towards the end of the show. But we're this
no,
is,
there's so much more of the show left. Listen to this read.
There's a ton more. There's a ton more coming up.
Squelch, sponsored by Squelch.
Squelch it.
It's a spray. No, whatever.
Squelchit.com.
Squelch it. It's actually, okay. It's a spray that eliminates odor on hair, skin, clothes, and other stinky sources using Squelch fragrance-free spray. It uses odor break technology, leaving a neutral smell.
Odor
so
break.
Anything that you have that smells, spray by Squelch. Squelch it and then spray it on it, and it won't smell anymore.
I used it over the weekend after
it works,
again
man.
My daughter told me, Daddy, you smell. Because it is big. She hates my body odor. Although my wife, I went for a run and I came home and Elise is like, you need to take a shower.
I
go, why?
With it.
She's like, you smell.
Squelch it.
I said, I'm going to squelch it. I don't need a shower. But it's they're also on Instagram at squelchit_.
Yeah. We'll send out a post tagging them so you can kind of check out all their stuff and follow them and buy them.
And if you could explain to me why their Instagram handle is Squelch It with an underscore, I can't imagine there's a lot of
Squelch
It.
Someone probably already took Squelch It, obviously.
Yeah, so. Well, I really like the product, and it was good to use.
Yeah, agreed.
What else?
I think that's pretty much all we got. Oh, I did say that the show wasn't over yet. Oh, wait, no, we got to get to the bottom of this Casey Kasem. Now, you're telling me it wasn't Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No.
That's a fucking lie.
Same era.
Do you know the answer?
Yeah, obviously. He's
I thought it was a squirrel.
Yeah, I knew it.
Wait, it wasn't a squirrel? Casey Kasem didn't do a squirrel's voice?
Nope. It was a human. They did a man.
He was a man. Who did?
Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters wasn't a cartoon.
Yes, it was. Real Ghostbusters. Look it up.
The
Give
original?
Me a hint. Oh, this makes for great podcasting, by
was
the
it
way.
A per, he was a person?
Great
Scooby-Doo?
Visuals right here.
He was a Scooby-Doo? Oh, Scooby-Doo.
Shaggy.
God damn it.
Thank you, Casey Kasem.
Oh,
he made
man.
A lot of... So Casey Kasem is one of those people who's really
Bank.
Rich. Really
yeah.
rich.
The
was,
Kasem,
was.
Well,
was
the Kasem estate is very
him
rich
and Dick
right
Clark.
Now.
Him and Dick Clark,
they're
major money.
Pretty.
Major money. What did Casey Kasem...
Oh, man, that must have been like a funny... That would have been like a great trip to the Hamptons. Casey Kasem and Dick Clark.
Rich people,
just,
of course.
Yeah, just,
I didn't want to live there.
Billions.
When he died, what was his net worth?
$2 billion.
No.
I'm terrible.
I would say 45 million.
80 million.
That's
I was
lot.
Closer.
$2 billion. Do you know what a B is in billions?
Yeah.
I can't. You know
Bank.
What. Wait. The one thing too this week, if our audio has improved, let us know. We are in a new studio.
Please.
Dad So Hard has expanded. We have expanded into a Dad So Hard production studio. We're very excited about it. But I need to point out, and I want every dad out there, if I was in somebody's house and you're a father, and I said, oh, that's cool crown molding, I
Nobody
think most dads out there would be
means.
Like, oh, yeah, cool. Now, I don't think crown molding to install is insanely difficult to do. It is really hard. And if you're somebody who, if you're a dad who does that, I say more power to you guys, because it is not, to do good crown molding is difficult. My cohort here, Danny, has no clue what crown molding is. Look up at the ceiling.
I'm looking at it.
It's like a double-edged crown molding.
But why is it? It doesn't look like a crown.
It's molding. The crown is the ceiling. So it's the crown of the room you're in, and it's molding around the top.
Oh.
And it's insanely hard to install and make.
That makes sense. So then molding on the floor, why is that just called molding?
It's called baseboard molding.
Oh, all right. Lesson learned.
It's not molding. Molding.
Right. Sorry.
Or you have molding around your fridge, but crown molding.
Okay, okay.
Anyway, but our studios.
Lesson learned.
Our studios have this beautiful crown molding. I'm very impressed by it.
Yeah. Very nice. Very nice crown molding. Now that I know what it means.
We did have one. Before we leave, we have to go. We had one user, one viewer fan. Not user. One user. When somebody used me last week and wrote an email. We did get one fan letter in, and it was a good one. So, Danny, listen up and tell me what you thought. I like it. Your personalities both really come through. I only listen to the preview, but I'm going to listen more.
All right. I mean, continue. You know what?
That's the entire email.
I love it.
That's the entire email.
And here's advice that I will give you.
It was just,
if you're listening to this, I hope you skipped episode 1, 2, and 3. They're not that great.
No, I hope you listen to them. We don't be able to. No, I think you. If you're listening,
no
to
one's
this,
listening back.
What if they're a fan that's listened to, that was a burp, excuse me. If you just heard that noise in my mic, that was a burp. If somebody listened to episode preview and they're, if they listen
you
to
think
episode,
they're listening in succession? No, I think they're listening to the preview, seeing what they're getting into, and then they're just skipping ahead to the most current episode.
I don't know. They're only, maybe, but my but point
anyway.
Is to our fans who have been with us from the beginning, thank you.
Yes.
And we appreciate
please continue
it.
To give us feedback, because we're going to continue altering and changing and seeing improving. What works and improving. Exactly.
And if you think, I mean,
I think we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, eventually.
But if we're not, let us know.
We do. We also wanted to see, we do want to eventually maybe start to do some interviews, only because we've gotten a lot of dads out there who think me and Danny are not the only best dads in the world. So other folks are coming up to us thinking, what makes you guys the authority in being a dad who dads so hard?
Because we started it.
Correct. I said, because we do. Like, if you think, if you want to challenge us and you think you have a father, a dad, you know somebody who you think should be nominated to be a great dad who does this, let us know.
Or just desperately waiting to break up the monotony of the two of us talking to each other.
Or maybe you want to be on the radio like we do. Or a podcast.
Yeah, well, this is
the radio. Maybe you have a desire to be a podcaster.
Yeah.
We'll judge you. And
bring your own
microphone. We will judge hard.
Bring your own microphone.
Maybe you want to check out our studios early in the morning. We did also change the day of the week.
Yeah, now it's on Mondays.
We're
which you'll know when we post the episode.
So watch for it in your podcast subscription feed. So again, dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com.
Dadsohardpodcast on Instagram. Dadsohardpodcast on Facebook.
Dadsohard in the bedroom.
Pod.
Dad so hard
on Twitter.
Dad so hard in the bedroom where it matters. Well, that's what it matters, right? It's where it matters the most. It's where it matters the most. Okay, thank you guys.